Hey man, welcome back to another episode. Today's episode is going to be about what everyone wants to do. Definitely people that doesn't have that much knowledge on how to improve your credit. I know some people be like, why do you need credit? I don't need credit. I don't even trust the banks, none of that stuff. One, credit is helping you get a car if you don't have one already. Or it helps improve you get a car. Helps you get a house, an apartment, get out your mama, your pops, your grandma, whatever house. And you can just buy things that naturally, if you don't have the cash for it, you can do it with good credit. You can buy things off the lot, just off rip, just because you have good credit. And the second most asked is, how do I improve credit, or how do I get my credit score up, or how do I even start, how do I even check? Well, first about, you can check, you go to Credit Karma, you go to any of them websites, them free websites to check your credit. And also, if you have a credit card, if you plan on signing up for one, like I told you one of my episodes, my couple episodes ago, the credit card company allows you to get, like, with Capital One, they give you free credit checks to tell, just see where your credit at. So, the ways to improve it. First way is to actually get a credit card. Don't be scared. Oh, I might not get approved, or what is my credit limit and all that stuff. Don't worry about all that. Get a credit card first. Try to get approved for as many credit cards as possible, because the more credit cards you have, the better, the more it looks, makes you look more responsible. But you can't use them, don't touch a credit card, just have them, just to have them. The more you have them, the more you look, the more you have, the more credit history you have, the more lines you have, the more responsible you look. Now, don't just go all willy-nilly with a credit card, because then that's what's gonna mess people up. Which goes to my second thing is, look if you have any late payments, look if you have any debt, anything like that. Because you want to pay, that really should be number one. You want to pay that off as soon as you possibly can, because having late payments is just going to make it worse and worse and worse. Your credit is going to keep going down. Your credit score is going to keep going down and down and down. And like I said, all good debt, what I'll probably do my tomorrow episode, all good, bad debt, all debt isn't bad debt. So there's some good debt and there's some bad debt, and you need to learn the difference between good debt and bad debt. Can't pay it all at once, that's fine. Like, student loan might be crazy, or somebody might have put a bill in your name, or something. Just pay it back little by little, and I promise you, that will help improve your credit score a lot more than just letting it sit there and building interest and compounding on you every single month, every single year, however you had it done. Third reason to improve your credit history. Third way, be responsible. Do not max out anything unless you absolutely necessarily have to. Even then, you don't want to ever max out nothing. Be responsible. Be responsibility. Just because somebody, you see something that you like and you can't afford it, if you can't afford it with cash times two, don't do it. The only reason you should have to emergency use a credit card if you can't pay rent, hospital, jail, like some like real necessary and emergency for to use it. Just be responsible when using your credit card. That's the third main thing. Be responsible. That's what a lot of people mess up at, and they get bad credit or they can't improve their credit, is because they're not responsible enough. Fourth thing, it goes responsibility. Once you get your credit card, don't use it. I'm telling you, if you do use it, just use it for gas, groceries, like simple stuff that's not gonna be over $100. The less you use it, the better, because the more percentage of your credit you think, oh, what if I use more? If I pay back more, your credit go up. No, the less you use, the better, because it shows that you're responsible, that you don't need a credit card in return. It improves your credit. I know that doesn't make sense, but it makes sense. It helps improve your credit. The less you use, the better, and the more credit limit they'll give you. And the more credit limit they give you, the more responsible you seem to credit lenders. And that means the more credit cards you can sign up for. And so that goes into, don't get credit cards that have annual fees and stuff, like $600 fee, $434. Don't get credit card annual fees. Yeah, they might have the best reward, but that might slip your mind to pay for that $300-$400 annual fee. So do not get credit cards that have annual fees. Get credit cards that have no fees, no monthly late fees, none of that stuff. No weird charges that you might not see coming. Get credit cards that has none of that. Make sure you read everything. Make sure you get approved by as many of those as you can. That's how you can improve your credit. Also, break it down in the most simplest way. The percentages of how everything is calculated. On-time payments make up 35% of your credit. So that's no excuse. It's simple. Make payments on time. Do not make payments late if you can. And I promise you that makes up 35% of your credit history. That's the main thing you need to focus on, is making on-time payments. That's why it's, you need to be responsible and learn to not use your credit card that much, because the more credit you use, the harder it is going to be make on-time payments. You know what I'm saying? Because the main reason you're using it is because you don't have the cash for it. So make sure you're making sure all your payments are on time. So even try to do it before, because that helps out a little bit if you do it before it's even due. That helps out entirely a lot. 30% of your credit score becomes from credit utilization, which means the credit bureaus and the credit card companies want to see that you can withhold your side of the end by having these high credit limits on these cards and not using them. The ways to improve your credit limit is to keep it low as possible, and they're going to keep, I'm telling you, they will keep raising it after every like couple 5-6 months. It just depends on whatever your credit. Some do it after like Capital One, they do it after like a month or two, just to see if you can keep raising. It keeps raising it and raising. No, after 3 months, I'm sorry. So keep your credit card low as possible. Keep your utilization as low as possible, because the lower you keep your utilization, the more it makes you look responsible and the better you look as a credit card user. 15% goes to credit card history. Like, the longer you have it, the better. So start tomorrow if you can. That's why I tell a lot of people, as soon as you turn 18, go ahead and get your credit card. Don't listen to other people tell you. Go ahead and get it done, because the longer you have it, the better. I wish I was started when I was 18. I ain't started till I was 20. 19, 20, one of them ages. The longer you have it, the better. Now, if you do sign up for more credit cards, it takes the average amount of time that you have a credit card. So that's why you want to get all of them at first. But if you can't, like, if you get denied for some of them, then cool. Wait about a couple months or a couple years to you get your credit history up. Then once you get that up, once you get the average, you want to have one that's been a long time. So, you know what I'm saying? So you'll be all right. It'll be cool. The averages won't be messed up that much. That's why you won't get them like real tight, real close together, or you won't get it with some distance between it, so the averages don't mess up each other. Because the longer it says your average credit history, the better your credit becomes, and the more credit limit you get, the better benefits you get, and you can buy a better house, car, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. It's 10% is the total number of credit lines that you have. The more credit lines you have, the better, because it makes you seem responsible, but you have to keep them low. You gotta have low credit utilization, and you'll be all right. That's 10%. It's not a lot, but it's still very, very important. You want to have as many as possible, but try not to use no annual fees unless you just got the money laying around to do that. No annual fees, no hidden fees, no monthly late fee, because, you know, sometimes we all mess up. No nothing, just straight up, we give you interest, we make sure you good, all that, just nothing extra on it. Term shows you that the more credit you have, the more on-time payments you make, so that makes it even better, which also includes that can, like, see how all this stuff just tie in with each other, every single one, you can bounce off each other, and they all tie in. That's why it's hard, but it's easy to, because if you messing up, it's going to bring it all the way down, but if you're doing good, your thing can shoot up like crazy. My stuff shot over 200 points within 6 months, so it's possible. You just got to put the work in and have the responsibility and the knowledge to do it. And a lot of people don't have the knowledge, which I'm trying to give out to all the young people, older people, middle-aged people, however old you are. I'm trying to give you the knowledge. Another way that ties into that is have different types of credit. Like, I didn't learn this until recently. While I wanted my credit, it was stuck. It wasn't going anywhere. I was doing all the right things, but you need different type of credits. You need try to have an auto, something like paying off an auto bill, a mortgage, or a apartment or a gas bill. Like, have different things that you're paying off, which is, I say, good debt, not bad debt. Just instead of having just paying off credit, you need other things to pay off, student loans, etc. You have other things you're paying off, which in turn that also boosts up, because it's showing that you're responsible and you can hold numerous amounts of things to pay off at once. That boosts up a lot. That 10% is the number of credit inquiries. So whenever you try to apply for a new credit, or anybody telling somebody to do like some type of credit check on you, it pops up, and that can lower your credit card too. That's your credit score too. That's why I say, if you want to get a bunch of different credit cards, which helps improve the number amounts of credit, do it as soon as possible. Try to do all of them at once. But if you can't do it like separate, like you're separating them by a lot of months, a couple years, you know what I'm saying? Just so it's not too bad. That's why it's only 10%, so it's not too bad where it's going to affect you horribly, but it will affect you very minimally. But you making them payments on time and you having more credit and better credit utilization, it's gonna overturn that. And within like 1 to 2 months, you're gonna see the return like this. It say it dropped by 5-10 points, but then 2 months later go up by 15 points. So it's gonna overbalance itself, and so you'll be all right. You have to worry about that, but just make sure you're not going crazy with it. That's all. Just don't go crazy with it. So like I said, to improve your credit, 35% is on-time payments. Number two, 30% is credit utilization. Number three, third is length of credit history, which is 15%. Fourth is total number of credit lines. That is 10%. Fifth is number of credit inquiries, 10%. So use all them to your benefit, and you will, I swear, it will only take you between 3 and 6 months to improve your credit from whatever it is right now. You have to follow what I said in this podcast, and I swear your credit will improve so much. I promise you. We as minorities, young people, old people, have middle-aged people, we need to learn how to take credit and take it back for ourselves, because just having money is cool. Having cash and having money in the bank account is cool, but you need credit in this world. You need credit. When you're in bad times, you need to have good credit. You need to just good credit can take you so much farther than just having money or good cash on you. I'm telling you, not everything you can buy is straight cash. Even if you do, your interest rate is gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy. You can pay for something half the amount you was gonna pay for it than somebody else. But just because you have good credit, you're gonna have maybe instead of 10% interest, you'll have 2% interest. Instead of having to take 12 months to pay it off, now you only gotta take 3 months to pay it off. It just having good credit just makes life so much better. Nah, makes so much better. But hey man, say man, that's the end of the podcast. I hope this helped a lot. All right.